弟兄姐妹平安，今天我们要看的经文是取自加拉太书第三章17到20节跟26到29节。今天很高兴也有儿童主日学的学生在这里跟我们一起的参加崇拜。
Test. This morning we're glad to have the kids from the Sunday school to join us for worship this morning as well.
让他们从小就能够认识也知道喜莲堂的这个崇拜是怎么样的一个形式。
So that we actually give them an opportunity to understand from young how the worship, the mode of worship is in, within Jubilee.
这时候让我们一起来可以读这个经文，你可以使用华语或者是使用英语来念出我们今天讲到了这个经文。
So this morning we can actually read the passage either in Chinese or in English.
来，一二三。我是这么说，神预先所立的约不能被430年以后的律法废掉，使应许失效。因为承受产业这是出于律法，就不再是出于应许。但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。这样说来，为什么要有律法呢？律法是为过犯的缘故而加上去的，等候那蒙应许的子孙来到才结束，是借着天使经中保之手而设立的。但中保本不是为单方设立的，神却是以为。接下来是26到29节。其实你们借着信在基督耶稣里都成为神的儿女，你们凡受洗归入基督的都披戴基督了，不再分犹太人或希腊人，不再分为奴的、自主的，不再分男的、女的，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为义了。既然你们属于基督，你们就是亚伯拉罕的子孙，是照着应许承受了产业的。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们再次的感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, I want to give thanks and praise you again.
让我们今天可以来到圣殿里来向你敬拜、赞美和聆听、阅读你的话语。
That we have this opportunity, this privilege to come into your house to actually listen to your word and to praise you.
愿的灵在我们当中运行，使我们讲的、听的都有你的这个引领和帮助。
May the Spirit continue to work within us that those who speak your words, those who listen to your words, will actually get help from your word.
让我们能够从你的话语能够知道怎么去过我们基督徒的生活。
That may we be able to glean from your word how we can live our Christian life day in day out.
也更帮助我们知道怎么活出新生命的这个基督徒的生活的见证。
Indeed, be able to live out this new life in Christ to live out as a witness for you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen.
All this we pray in your name, Amen.
过去了几周的讲台信息，大家都已经有听过了十诫，或者是说耶稣跟律法的一个教导和这个目的。
So over the last several weeks, I think from the sermon messages we have gleaned, or have a more holistic understanding pertaining to the teachings of the Ten Commandments and the law.
而今天呢，是讲关于这个保罗与律法的这个信息。
And this morning we'll be studying pertaining to Paul and the law.
因为保罗他其实在他所写的书信中呢，很多处呢都有提到关于这个他对律法的这个见解。
Because Paul, throughout the epistles he has penned, actually has expressed his viewpoints on the law throughout.
尤其是罗马书和这个加拉太书更多。
And particularly in the book of Romans and Galatians.
所以呢，今天这个信息呢，我是将它呢主要聚焦在于这个加拉太书里。
So the focal point of the sermon this morning will be in the book of Galatians.
当然，当我去正道的内容呢，也会有参考保罗在其他书信所谈到的律法的这个事情。
And certainly the sermon will also take reference from the other epistles that he has penned pertaining to this.
作为呢来去辅助去了解他怎么去看待或者说去解释这个律法所具备的这个角色和他的目的等等等。
So as to assist or to aid us in understanding how he views, expounds on the role and purpose of the law.
保罗呢，他在加拉太书第3章第15节开始呢，他就提出了和律法呢在同个时代里面呢另一个很重要的这个事件呢，就是神跟亚伯拉罕立约。
So in Galatians chapter 3, verse 15, Paul began to discuss another contemporary significance of the law, which is the covenant established between God and Abraham.
保罗呢，他要这样的提出来，是要强调说，立约呢是胜过于律法的。
And Paul wanted to emphasize that the Abrahamic covenant takes precedence over the law.
而神跟亚伯拉罕立约的这些的这个事件呢，也是当时候每一个犹太人他们也很熟悉的。And
certainly this event, the establishment of the covenant between Abraham and God, is very familiar among the Jews.
所以我们来看今天我们所看的17、18节，他说，我是这么说，神预先所立的约。 不能被430年以后的律法废掉，使这个应许失效。So
the passage this morning, verse 17, the law introduced 430 years later does not set aside the covenant previously established by God and thus do away with the promise.
保罗他其实要告诉那些加拉太人的信徒。
And indeed, Paul wanted to convey this message to the Christians in Galatians.
神是透过立约的这个应许呢，将他的产业呢白白的赐给亚伯拉罕。That
God indeed through this promise of the unilateral covenant which He had established with covenant with Abraham, He unconditionally gave it Abraham the inheritance.
并不是说需要依靠行这个律法呢才能够得到的。
And this was not dependent on the obedience to the law.
有关神是跟亚伯拉罕立约的这个应许的过程，还有他赐福呢，你可以参考这个创世纪第12章、第15章跟第17章。So
as it relates to this event of the establishment of the covenant and the events that pertain to that, we can actually reference the book of Genesis. Chapters 12, 15, and 17.
你可以看到，在整个立约的过程当中和应许当中，是神他自己呢去做这个立约，然后将这个祝福赐给亚伯拉罕。You
can see through this event that God Himself actually did the established the covenant Himself and blessed Abraham Himself.
所以保罗强调说，律法呢是在立约之后的才出现。 所以呢，绝对不能够说去废弃或者说更改之前立约的这个应许。So
Paul wanted to emphasize that the law emerged only after the covenant, and therefore one should not resolutely discard or alter at will the promise of the covenant.
所以，如果你说哦，我要主张，我要行这个律法呢，去遵循它为这个根本的依据，才能够去承受亚伯拉罕所得到这个祝福呢，其实这是不对的。
So therefore, to advocate that just by complying with or obeying the law as the fundamental basis to receive and inherit the blessings of Abraham, this viewpoint is incorrect. Indeed, I think this looked like it's actually the other way around.
Okay, 这样我们会问说，如果说律法对上帝跟亚伯拉罕所立的约没有影响的话，
So indeed, if the law has no influence on the covenant established between Abraham and God,
这样我们就会问这几个问题。第一个问题说，律法为什么会出现？
So I think these are the questions that will entail thereafter. So why is there the law?
来，我们这个几个礼拜都听过关于律法的事情，请大家告诉我们，告诉我，就是说为什么律法会出现？So
indeed, I think after listening to messages over the last several weeks, could you share with us why is there the law then?
有没有人要回答？这听过了这几个星期的这个信息之后
，So any feedback after messages over the last several weeks?
有吗？有人要回答吗？ 为什么神还要赐下律法呢？
So why was the law actually bestowed by God?
为什么神还要赐下律法？
So why were the laws given by God?
David? 为什么神还要赐下律法？为什么律法会出现？
So why is there still the law? Why is it still bestowed?
因为人的软弱，很好。还有吗？
Man is weak.
啊，彼得回答了，现在留给 David。OK, 有罪才有律法的出现，对吗？ OK, 很好、哦、也是。还有其他人吗？律法的目的究竟又是什么？
So what purpose does the law serve?
律法的目的究竟又是什么？
So what's the purpose of the law?
像保罗他又是怎么来去看律法在神救赎计划中的位置呢？
So how does the law fit in within God's plan of redemption and salvation from Paul's perspective?
所以我们今天就会从这个经文里面呢，我们尝试的去回答这一些的问题。
I think from the passage that we're studying this morning, we'll attempt to answer these questions.
然后我们看到经文呢，其实它有一点帮助我们说，我们要先看就是保罗呢，他先解释说律法的目的作为开始。
So Paul began by expounding on the purpose of the law.
然后呢，他就延续下去了，在讲这个关于说律法呢，其实它的功能呢，在这个有时间性的。
And then he began, he followed by actually expounding on the function of the law, the temporal characteristics, more of a sequence of time perspective.
然后呢，就继续在推断说，从实际赐下律法的情况里面呢，做推断说律法是要带给我们什么。
And then thereafter, he made deductions and inference after examining concrete conditions upon which the laws were given.
好，我们这时候先来看，就是律法的这个目的是什么？根据加拉太书里面。
So according to the book of Galatians, what's the purpose of the law?
就是说，律法呢是为过犯的缘故而加上去的。
It says it was added because of transgressions.
啊，刚才我们的 David 有回答了这个问题。
It was answered earlier.
然后呢，除了在加太书之外呢，
And in addition to the book of Galatians,
他在罗马书呢，在第三章第二十节的下半节也是这么的说。
The second half of chapter 3, verse 20 in the book of Romans, he also said this.
律法呢，本是叫人治罪。
Through the law, we become conscious of our sin.
或者是说去认识罪。
Or to actually be aware of sin, to know sin.
然后呢，再继续看一下，在罗马书第四章第十五节，他也这么说。
If we follow on to a book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 15, it says,
因为律法呢是惹动愤怒的，哪里没有律法呢，哪里就没有过犯。
Because the law brings wrath, and where there's no law, there's no transgression.
所以，如果根据这些的经文，你推断下去的时候呢，就看到让我们知道说，律法的目的是什么。
So I think if you actually make inference after studying these passages, we can actually deduct as to why God bestowed the laws.
神赐下律法呢，是要显明可能某种的行为啊，是罪的。
That God bestowed the laws is to make plain to us that certain acts or behavior is sinful and displeasing to Him.
所以这么说，律法呢是让人知罪，或者知道过犯。来帮助人明白呢，并且活出神的形象和喜悦的样式。
So evidently, the law keeps us under guard is to help men recognize sin, be fully aware of transgressions, and to aid men in not only understanding but to live in His image.
就是说，神让我们知道说，通过律法说，哎，这个不是他所喜悦的，而他所喜悦的形式或者他的形象是怎么样，是通过律法来去告诉我们、帮助我们。
So through the law, God is telling us what is pleasing and what is displeasing to Him.
所以这样一个比较来讲的话呢，就看得出就是说，律法的目的呢，跟上帝立约的应许呢是不一样的。
Therefore, I think it's quite clear that the purpose of the law and the promise of God's covenant clearly is not identical.
而且经文也告诉我们说，随着这个那蒙应许的子孙弥赛亚呢的耶稣基督到来呢，人就会拥有一个比律法更有效或是更细密的指示或者是教导的准则。
So I think through the seed of promise, as the pastor says, which is Jesus Christ the Messiah, that men would then possess something a lot more effective than the law, more detailed instructions and standards of teaching and guidance to serve as a fundamental basis for our day-to-day life.
而在犹太人的救恩的历史的观念里面
and in the context of the salvation history of the Jews,
他们将这个历史的时空呢其实是分成了两个的那个段落。
So there are two distinct phases in this historical timeline from a Jewish perspective.
对保罗来说呢耶稣基督呢就是那位弥赛亚。
And then to Paul, a Messiah, Jesus Christ himself is a line of demarcation.
所以他的那个道成肉身他的受死他的复活呢就成为了这个新世代或者是说将来世代的这个来临。
So his manifestation in flesh, his crucifixion and salvation is the seal of the marking of this advent of the new era.
所以因着神他主权的介入了在这个的人间的历史呢他就结束了那个旧的或者现今这世代的这样一个过程而开创了一个新的将来的这个救恩的世代。
And so through God's sovereignty in time, it brought closure to the old and the now and engendered a new creation in Christ.
所以呢保罗在这个加太书第六章最后的时候他就说在基督里一切都变成新的了。
And therefore in chapter 6 verse 14-15 book of Galatians Paul says, in Christ where all things are made new.
保罗他具有这一种的神学的思考的形成或者是他的转变。
So Paul, this formation and metamorphosis of his theological thinking.
有一些事情的发生呢是影响他有这样的思考。
And I think certain occurrences actually impacted the way his thought process evolved.
请问是有发生了哪些事情呢？
So what exactly happened in his life that actually led to this metamorphosis?
船长还记得吗？发生什么事情让他有这样一个神学的思考跟转变？
So what actually transformed his theological thinking?
What? 对了，大马士革的路上的事情。
So his experience on the road to Damascus clearly made an impact.
因为在这个大马士革的路上的发生的事情呢对保罗来说是非常的重要。
So his experience on the road to Damascus was of paramount significance.
不但呢让他呢能够借着耶稣呢他被拣选了成为了使徒。
So not only was he selected as the apostle by Jesus.
更让保罗他领会到哦原来耶稣基督就是那一位的弥赛亚。
And it helped Paul recognize that Jesus indeed is the Messiah himself.
保罗明白说因着耶稣基督他道成肉身舍己受死跟复活呢是为我们开创了救恩历史的这个新的时代。
Paul recognized that the manifestation of Jesus Christ in the flesh, his crucifixion and his subsequent resurrection, engendered a new era of redemptive history.
也因为这样呢律法呢在旧时代原本所扮演的这个角色因着弥赛亚的到来呢也成为了一种的过去式。
So therefore the initial role which the law played in the era of the old became a thing of the past with the fulfillment of the promise in the Messiah.
保罗特别在加拉太书第三章第四章你们有时间没有去看他有那边有说明。
And I think he elaborated furthermore in the book of Galatians chapter 3 and 4.
也改变了对这个律法的这所谓的评价跟应用。
And at the same time he altered the appraisal and application of the law.
他说保罗说当弥赛亚来到的时候呢我们从此就不在启蒙教师的手下启蒙教师呢就是律法的手下。
And then I think it says, now that this faith, the Messianic Jesus Christ has come, we are no longer under a guardian, and by guardian means the law.
好讲到这里的时候呢我们要先做一些的整理。
I think let's make some clarifications at this juncture.
对保罗来说他没有认为或者是说律法是多余的。
From Paul's perspective, he did not regard the law as redundant.
因为保罗他知道呢这个律法在神的旨意里面呢占了一个很重要的这个位置。
Because he was fully aware that the law is cardinal in the will of God.
第二个律法的功能呢不是带来拯救。
The function of the law is not to bring about salvation itself.
而是叫人确认自己需要拯救，就好像刚才 Elder Peter 所讲的。
But rather to bring about man's recognition that he or she needs to be saved, as Elder Peter had mentioned earlier.
可惜的是什么呢
？It was regrettable then.
可惜的是说，当时候的这个犹太派的律法主义者呢，他们错的用律法呢来去废除了神立约的这个应许。
Regrettably, the Jewish legalism people incorrectly positioned the law as nullifying the covenant established by God.
甚至他们将律法超越了这个应许。
Even to the point of supplanting the covenant.
所以呢, 保罗必须在加太书那边说明律法的真正的目的和它的功能。
So therefore, Paul must once again firmly articulate the purpose and function of the law.
而在加太书呢, 有提到这个关于犹太派的律法主义。
I think in the book of Galatians, it alluded to this notion of Jewish legalism.
请问什么是犹太派的律法主义呢?
So what exactly is meant by this term Jewish legalism?
有人要回答吗? 什么是犹太派的律法主义呢?
What is Jewish legalism?
就是说, 它是一个结合了这个基督教和这个摩西律法的这个宗教的体系。
It's a theological thinking which integrates Christianity and the Mosaic Law.
它在这个体系里面呢，是要求说信徒呢必须要完全遵守以色列人的这个律法。
In this system, it enjoins believers to wholeheartedly obey the Jewish law.
他坚持说遵守这个摩西的律法呢，是蒙神喜悦的必须的这个步骤。
This complete obedience to the Mosaic law, and from their angle, is an essential step in pleasing God.
所以呢，他们就僵持，快说你要归信基督的最高峰，就是要一定要完成遵守律法。
So to reach that pinnacle, the epitome of conversion to Christ, you have to follow the law.
犹太教的这个所谓的律法主义呢，它的错误是在于哪里呢？
So what exactly is the error within this Jewish legalism thinking?
它的错误是在于说，他们将律法呢取代了基督和圣灵。
That they view the law as supplanting that of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
他们不明白说基督和或者圣灵呢已经成全了摩西的律法。
They do not comprehend that Christ and the Holy Spirit have fulfilled the Mosaic law.
他们不明白，或者说也可能不接受说这个神的救恩的计划呢，其实是要逐渐来显明神他自己，就是什么呢？从亚伯拉罕开始，然后到摩西，然后最后到基督。
So they did not grasp that God's plan of salvation is to steadily manifest Himself, beginning with Abraham to Moses, culminating in Christ Himself.
这些的一些说法呢，保罗在罗马书第六章、第七章跟腓立比书第三章都有讲这些事情。
So this is elaborated upon by Paul in the book of Romans, chapters 6 and 7, as well as the book of Philippians, chapter 3.
其实我们也要看一下，就是这一群他们说我要去推行所谓的这样的律法主义的犹太教的基督徒。
So this group of Jewish Christians who were followers of this Jewish legalism.
他们要说要求严守犹太的律法，他们习俗或者食物那些洁净的条例跟节日等等。
So they advocated the basically abiding by the Mosaic laws and customs, the dietary laws, as well as feasts and festivals.
你知道主要的原因是什么吗?
So what's the primary reason behind this?
如果你懂得他们被掳国家灭亡的这样的过程之后呢，你们就觉得说他们为什么要说坚守这个律法？
I think to understand this, I think if you look at the history of being enslaved and having lost the country, I think that's I guess why this custom actually originated from.
因为他们认为说这个就是一种上帝子民的标记。
Because they reckon that this was a mark of the people of God.
然后呢，也是作为表明他们身份的特征。
It was a unique illustration or symbol of their identity.
所以他们为什么要那么严格去遵守所谓的律法？
So this is why they're so adamant about obeying or following these laws and regulations.
只是很可惜的是,
But then there was a pity.
他们却给这个遵守律法呢的这个举动呢，赋予了这个救赎的价值。
They ascribe the redemptive value of this act of obedience to the law.
强调说，你必须要加上守律法呢，才能够得到完整的救恩，才能够蒙完全蒙上帝的喜悦等等。
This emphasis that obeying the law would provide for complete salvation to be wholly acceptable to God, that's incorrect.
这是非常严重的错误。
This is indeed erroneous.
上帝救赎的恩典呢，是什么？是白白的赐给人的。
So this redemptive grace was unconditionally gifted to man by God.
怎么还需要说哦？你必须要加上遵行律法才能够完全得到呢？
And so how could you argue that you require full obedience to the law in order to receive this grace?
所以保罗呢，因此在加太书里面非常的激烈的来去批评这一些的所谓的犹太主义的煽动者。
And therefore, Paul vehemently critiqued this Jewish legalist in the book of Galatians.
保罗他又怎样呢？你说哦，你不认为是对的，这样保罗你又怎样去应对说不是因为遵守律法才能够得到救恩的这个问题呢？
So how then does Paul respond to this question of not having to obey the law in order to be saved?
Samuel, 如果你是保罗，你要怎么回答这个问题？ How to answer the Galatians church member?
So if you think of from Paul's angle, how would he respond to this?
I give you a clue. 26 and 37. Paul 怎么回应了？
So how does Paul respond to this?
Try.
It was highlighted in yellow.
Yes, you are right.是的，所以保罗他就怎么回应这些加太的信徒呢？
So how does Paul respond to this Galatian Christians?
之前我们有说过对吗？保罗强调说立约的应许呢是胜过律法的。
Paul had emphasized that the promise of the covenant takes precedence over the law.
然后来到第三章26跟27节呢，他更加进一步的说。
So in the verses 26 and 27 he went on to say,
其实啊，你们是借着信在基督耶稣里呢，都成为了神的儿女啊。
So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith.
你们凡受洗归入基督的，都披戴基督了。
For all of you who are baptized into Christ, you have clothed yourselves with Christ.
所以保罗呢，就从这个神救赎的所谓的计划的中指出说。
So Paul therefore pointed out in God's plan of salvation,
任何人，不管你是犹太人或者是外邦人，都可以借着什么成为神的子民。
That whether anyone be it a Jew or a Gentile, what can you actually what require you to become children of God?
可以借着什么成为神的子民
？Through what can you actually become children of God?
Faith, 对吗？借着信可以成为神的子民。
So only through faith can you become children of God.
然后呢，借着信基督呢，进入了与基督的联合。
And through faith in Christ to be in Christ.
然后通过与基督的联合呢，更深入建立跟神的这个关系。
And through this union in with Christ to be one with Christ, can you build a deeper relationship with God?
然后呢，去活出所谓的基督的这个样式出来。
And therefore, then can you live out this manner of Christ in our day-to-day life?
而请大家要特别的注意的是
，And please pay particular attention to this.
信呢，在这里呢，并不是指一种很狭义的或者很理性的所谓的系统的这个陈述或者是掌握。
So this term faith here is, does not refer to a narrow or more of a rational system of thought or control.
意思是说，当你说我要信耶稣。什么叫做信耶稣
？So you say you believe your faith in Christ. What does that exactly entail? What does that exactly mean?
请问我们当中谁已经信耶稣？举手看一下。
So among us who believes in Christ, who has faith in Christ?
哎，有些一般没举手，是没有信耶稣，还是还在考虑当中？好，请举手了信耶稣，告诉那些没有举手了，什么叫做信耶稣
？So for those who have raised,
来跟你讲。什么叫信耶稣
？Share with those who did not raise their hands what it means to be to have faith in Christ, to believe in Christ.
什么叫信耶稣？信耶稣呢，不是说这个口上我信耶稣这样而已。
It's just not just paying lip service, which just says you believe or have faith in Christ.
信耶稣呢，其实就是一种生命里彻底的转向。
It's a radical shift in our life.
将从自己原本说我自有把握的这个主权，我现在说我要信耶稣，就是说我要转向这个创造、救赎、掌权的这个神。
It's a shift in the epicenter of our life from this self-centeredness to the sovereign law of creation and redemption.
然后从基督那里呢得到了这个释放，然后呢不再做任何形式的这个奴隶，在加太书第五章第一节有这么说。
And in Christ we are set free by Christ and no longer be burdened by a yoke of slavery, as was recorded in the book of Galatians.
所以当我说问对方说你要信耶稣吗？我就会为他做决志祷告。
And that when Reverend Ray Kang asked, do you want to believe in Christ? Reverend Ray Kang would pray this prayer with him.
为什么做决志祷那么重要？
Why is this important?
维明可回答，维明可回答，因为他以前就是一直叫用这种的方式向人家传福音。
And this is the manner in which we evangelized, or have been evangelizing from the beginning.
就是说，你从要愿意将自己放下，主权放下，然后转自己转向这位这位耶稣基督。
That you're willing to give up oneself and just have this radical shift, self-centeredness away from selfness to God Himself.
其实我们看亚伯拉罕，当时候他称为就是转换名字之前叫亚伯兰。
So before Abraham changed his name was Abram.
你知道吗？当神跟他说有给他应许的时候，你知道吗？亚伯拉罕也是照做这样的一个。实际的去实践它，好，我去做，然后也愿意顺服，然后去跟从所谓的这一位神。
This was reflected in Abraham's decision process to obey, to act, to obey and to follow.
而并非只是说很理性的是说，去思考说，哦，是我信啊，就是这样。
It's not a merely a reflection of a rational action or thought process.
你看，在创世纪第十二章一到二节跟第四节怎么说呢？耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必使你成为大国，我必赐福给你，使得名为大。你要使别人得福。”然后第四节，亚伯兰做什么呢？亚伯兰就遵照耶和华的吩咐去了。然后呢，罗德也跟他同去。
So in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, it says, The Lord has said to Abram, Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. In verse 4, it says, So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and the Lord went with him.
所以我们看到亚伯兰或者亚伯拉罕，他相信耶和华所说的话，他怎么样？他就顺服，然后呢，就去跟从去做了。
So how do, if you look at the decision tree or decision process of Abram, how did that work? He acted, he obeyed, and he followed.
这个就是亚伯拉罕信耶和华神。
And this is Abraham's faith, belief in Christ.
我们基督徒说我们信基督也是一样的，我们不是说只有信基督然后没有改变，而是我们愿意顺从跟去跟随主耶稣所吩咐我们的去做。
I think akin to us Christians when we say we believe in Christ that we act, we obey, and we follow him.
之前有跟大家分享过这一位的宣教士叫彭蒙慧。
Reverend Ray Kang has shared this evangelist with us before, by the name of Dallas Brom.
他这位是美国的教育家，也是传教士。不过最近听说他离世之前呢，也拿了台湾的这个国籍。
So he was an American educated missionary. I think he had also taken up residency in Taiwan as well.
他从12岁呢，他就有这种护照，说要去传福音，所以呢，他就放弃了在纽约音乐学院的奖学金，然后也离开了父母亲，然后也放下有这种高薪，还有舍去舒适的生活，去做这个宣教。
So from young, he had the calling. She decided to forego the scholarship from the Eastman School of Music in New York, left the familiarity of her way of life, and became a missionary in China.
1962年呢，在台湾呢，他创办了空中英语教室，然后在1963年呢，他创立了这个天韵合唱团。
So in 1962 in Taiwan, she founded this studio classroom. In 63, she established the Heavenly Melody Choir.
这个合唱团呢，是第一个全职台湾人的福音的合唱团。
This is the first full-time gospel choir for the Taiwanese.
上两周呢，他们有来过了我们这个教会喜莲堂来去做这个音乐会。
And this choir were in our midst 2 weeks ago and held a concert here in Jubilee 2 weeks ago.
就我们在座谁没有出席这个音乐会的举手给我看一下。
Any of us who actually did not have the pleasure of being in the concert?
哦， OK， 好，不多哈、哦。然后啊、没关系，给你们很好，数学很多。然后就让你们看一下当天晚上整个盛况，差不多整个这个四位崇拜厅呢，都几乎坐满的人。
So it was held in the Chinese the main hall. That...
这个福音充满热情，因为这个彭蒙会他对神呢有这种强烈的这个使命感。
So should, Brom has a strong ardent sense of mission towards God.
以及拥有一颗爱神爱人的心呢，他实践了，他顺服了，他跟从了主耶稣的吩咐。
With a heart which loves God and loves man, she acted, obeyed, and followed the calling of Jesus Christ.
她一生专注于这个传福音的工作，她建立了这个所谓的天韵的合唱团。
She dedicated her life to evangelism, and she founded this group, the Heavenly Melody.
透过这个合唱团呢，她走遍了全世界，将耶稣的福音、上帝的爱带给所有没有信主的人。
And this choir group actually traveled the world to spread the word of God, the love of Christ to those who have not come across Christ themselves.
请问你现在是信基督呢？你愿不愿意顺服跟从主耶稣所吩咐的一切？
And when we say we believe in Christ, are we willing to give up all and act and obey and follow Christ?
你愿意吗？
Are we willing?
你愿意吗？我相信很多人都愿意去顺服跟从主耶稣的吩咐。
I believe a lot of us are willing to act, obey, and follow Christ.
不过有时候我们也会问。
But oftentimes, perhaps we also ask these questions.
为了福音的缘故，要牺牲这么多，值得吗？
Is it really worthwhile to sacrifice all for the sake of the gospel?
请问大家，付出了那么多的代价，值得吗？
Is it really worth to give up all for the gospel?
值得吗？
Is it worth it?
彭蒙会他这么说。
Brom has said this.
他说：“我跟随上帝带领我走的路，看起来我舍去许多，可是我得到了却是超过我所能想象的。所以他说，我这一生呢不后悔。”
We can ponder on her words. I follow the path that God leads me to. It seems as if I have given up a lot, but what I gain is beyond what I imagine, I have no regrets in my life.
我会告诉你，我在读神学之前，我也是有高薪，也享受那个夜间生活，吃喝玩乐。
So before Reverend Ray Kang became a pastor, he had similar experiences, high high life, a lot of nightlife experiences as well.
Yes, correct. Nightlife. Really enjoy it. 我也问我自己一句话，去到神学院被老师来去一直讲怎么做功课怎么样，很显。
So I think at that time, I think Reverend Ray Kwan reflected as well when he was in a theological college. He was constantly being reprimanded by the instructors as to how he should go about completing his work.
我也算过，如果我不要去读神学，我赚的钱哦应该不少。
And I think he had done the math that if he had not given up his work, he would have made a lot more money.
现在我的银行都只有一点点，但是我觉得这一些我不会后悔。
But after even considering all this, he has no regrets.
我反而看到了上帝不断的祝福我们，使到我们家庭感受到我们的身边有太多人给我们祝福和这个恩典了。But
rather, he actually continued to see blessings in his day-to-day life. He is thankful for all that he has.
所以我这一生我不会后悔说我放弃我的工作、我的事业，我去读神学做传道人。
That he will not have this regret of giving up his career to actually attend theological college and become a missionary, become a pastor.
透过今天的这个信息里面呢，可以帮助我们了解到几点。
So I think there are a few things we can actually take away from the sermon this morning.
律法的目的是什么呢？
What's the purpose of the law?
律法呢，是让我们能够按照神的心意活出来的形象和喜悦的样式。
To allow us to live out this image of God, a life pleasing in His sight.
所以律法的功能呢，是能够帮助我们知道说、了解说、哪些事情呢，或者做法呢，不是神所喜悦的。The
function of the law helps us to recognize and discern what would displease Him.
而让我们能够透过借着律法背后的经义呢，来去按神的心意呢，去活出他的形象和他的这个样式出来。And
be aware of the essence of the law so as to allow us to live out His image, a life pleasing to Him in accordance with His will.
而律法呢，是绝对没有这个所谓的救赎的这个救恩的这个功能在里面。
And indeed, the law itself does not have this capability of bringing about salvation itself.
而来到了保罗呢，就是保罗就以神立约的应许呢，跟信基督呢，来去告诉我们这些人说，你们可以透过这两者呢，来去承受神所给予我们的这个产业。
That God, Paul, in the case of Paul, I think through the promise of the covenant with God, that we are able to inherit the what God has gifted us through faith.
因为保罗他是从这个救赎的这个计划中呢，去指出说，神对亚伯拉罕立约的这个应许胜过律法。Paul
pointed out that in God's plan of salvation, that the covenant He had established with Abraham takes precedence over the law.
因为立约的应许呢，是在律法之前。Because
the promise of the covenant came before the law.
然后呢，我们可以借着信成为神的子民，然后进入到与基督的联合里面。That
through faith we can become the people and children of God and to enter into Christ and to be in union with Christ.
然后呢，来到第三方面，我们呢又怎么样呢
？And third point when it comes to us.
我们因着神的白白赐给我们的这恩典，我们成为神的儿女。这样，我们又要怎么来去信耶稣、信基督呢
？So to unconditionally receive this inheritance, how do we then to live out this life as Christians?
我们说我们因为信基督，我们与耶稣基督联合了，然后呢，我们拥有了基督的生命，成为神的儿女。That
that through faith we are able to be in union with Christ and live out this new life and become children of God.
然后呢？
And what then?
然后呢?
What then?
等着上天堂吗?
Do we just wait to be with God again?
Sorry?
Or to be in heaven?
Okay. 我们还有很长的一段的时间，对吗? 可能才有机会上去这个天堂。
I think for a lot of us, there's still ways to go before we actually are able to head up to heaven.
像我们说信基督之后，我们在世上要做些什么呢?
So after we receive Christ, we have faith in Christ, what then, how then do we act?
保罗他去勉励我们，去教导我们说，我们要学像基督，并依靠圣灵所赐下的能力。Paul
encourages us to rely to be more Christ-like and to rely on the strength bestowed upon us by the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，能够每个时刻呢，我们都能够活出与基督联合的新生命的这个见证。
to be able to live out as a witness in each and every moment in this new life.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。今天我们要看的经文是取自加拉太书第三章17到20节跟26到29节。今天很高兴也有儿童主任学的